You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, it was the worst playoff loss in the history of the Cavaliers franchise.
Yes,
we talked
was.
About them making history. I thought it was going to be because they were going to usher in the first non-LeBron sweep. Instead, they got pummeled. Let me see here. They lost by 38 points.
Yep.
38 points on the road.
Whole bunch of
in Game 3 to the Orlando Magic. They shot just 8 of 34 from three-point range. That's 23%. As it was just one miss after another, and then they allowed the Magic and Paolo Banchero to have a career night. He is in year two. I gave the Carmelo Anthony comparisons. He had 31 points.
Ooh.
Didn't even get to the foul line and had 31 points. He only had two free throws yesterday. Kenny, after the game, I thought all the attention would be on Donovan Mitchell and how healthy he is, and here is Donovan with a question from the media.
Hey, Donovan, did that first quarter fall impact your knee in any way?
I'll be all right, Chris.
Do you think he'll be all right? Because if he's not all right,
I'm a little worried.
If he's not all right, and everybody wants the angry crowd, everybody,
well, you'll get angry, Ken, if he ain't all together. I'll tell you that right now.
If you want drastic changes at the end of the year, then you'll get your wish. Because they have zero shot if he's not healthy.
Come on, just win the series. I don't want to be angry. Come on, man. Don't come on. Don't do this to me. Come on.
JB Bickerstaff.
Win on Saturday. Just come on. Let's go.
JB Bickerstaff after the game on what was an all-time rough night.
Again, I think when things started bombarding us a little bit, you know, it got difficult. Shots weren't going. I think things just started to pile on. I don't think, you know, by any means they didn't try to respond to it. I just think things just kept not going our way, and we couldn't find a way. And again, give them credit. They played really, really well tonight.
I'd say I watched as I was going back and forth.
Yeah, beat you by 38. Of course I'm giving them credit.
I
play well.
Kenny, I watched him and his body language. I was surprised. I expected to get a very annoyed JB Bickerstaff. I thought he'd be annoyed at his team, right?
He packed it in.
He did not. He was very almost regular season, ho-hum. That surprised me from JB. I thought he would lay into his team and do it publicly and himself. Maybe, I don't know, put pressure on them is the right term, but I did think it would be one of his.
That was a regular season score. It looked like a February
the whole game
between a good team and a not good
team. I agree.
Do you believe that they should, go after him? Or, excuse me, that JB should go after his team?
I thought that was a point they would.
Pressure? Do they play better with pressure on them?
Oh, so you're saying, like, psychologically, like maybe they can't take that.
All week, we just beat him. You didn't. It was weird. But all week, we just beat him as a fan base. Like, it couldn't get any worse. To the point where, like, Friday, it was Kevin Stefanski who wanted the music last Friday. And the fans really didn't. Like, we went crazy all week. And then on Saturday, all right, they had an answer for it. And they beat up on Orlando. And then they doubled down on Monday. And then it's like, hey, you know, they could sweep for the first time, or they've never done it without LeBron, and they could actually do it without LeBron. This is incredible. JB, maybe we should open up the conversation about him staying around. Kobe Altman, okay, let's go. And then they go out and they lay that type of egg. Like, I got to ask you, do they play better when people are upset with them?
Man, I hope they're not that fragile that the coach can't lay into them after a loss like that. And, I'm sure behind the scenes, but coaches also do this publicly, and they pick and choose their spots.
Yeah, but it'd be my reaction, and I'm not saying I wouldn't get it wrong. I'm just saying it's my reaction that, hey, you lose by so much. There's only so much that you can do. Do I want to sit there and make a big damn deal about it when I know that these are long series, and you're up 2-1 in this series? Can I do that? I don't know. I don't think that's my first thing. You play so well in the first two games, then things go to hell. Remember, I was part of the reason that people were upset with you on the Sunday before because of what happened, because we were all in this together to make sure that we got this proper matchup. Do I really want to lay into you and go nuts? I don't think that would be my move.
Well, I don't think you'd lay into me. I think you'd lay into the Cavs.
If I were the head coach of the Cavaliers, that would not be my move.
I had no problem with is the fact that they benched him and they basically put up the white flag. I had zero problem with that because they've had injuries all year. There's no chance. I even tweeted that I'm like, all right, I wouldn't see Donovan Mitchell back on the floor until Saturday at 1:00. That was like with 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and they did. They ended up pulling Donovan Mitchell, and then it was a little later for Darius Garland, who had his worst playoff game in the history of Darius Garland. I don't know. It was so bad. And you let their guards, you let that place get into a frenzy. Jalen Suggs was pretty much dominant. It was really, really ugly.
Wasn't good.
Fortunately, the draft was on last night, so I could watch that, even though the Browns did not take a pick. They didn't trade into the first round. There was zero buzz about the potential for them to do that, so that was certainly not a surprise. But what was a surprise was what went down.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
During the 8th overall selection, here is Rich Eisen, Daniel Jeremiah on Michael Penix Jr. going to the Atlanta Falcons.
I still can't believe the Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr. It has nothing to do. I am such a huge fan of that kid. I want nothing but success for him. He is incredible. But they just signed Kirk Cousins to a nine-figure deal.
I just reached out to his agent, Mike McCartney. I'm sure Ian's talked to him as well. But he was not given a heads up. Kirk Cousins was not given really a heads up on this whole thing.
So he's sitting at home and just hearing Michael Penix Jr.'s name called.
That was audio courtesy of the NFL Network.
So, gentlemen, if you go back to your phones and you look into your phones in our group chat, in the show thread, I sent you guys my best fits and worst fits. If you go and find the evidence from last month, you will see where I had Michael Penix as the best fit. Now, that said, I didn't think they were going to draft him number 8 overall. Because I thought Michael Penix is a guy. Like, I've had knockdown dragouts about Michael Penix with a couple of folks. I'm going, hey, well, hold on. You know, you saw against future guys who play on Sundays, things were a little bit of a problem there. But he's played a lot of football. He could do a lot for a football team. I just thought maybe Atlanta would get the wherewithal to try to trade back up into the first round, get him and let him sit. And then you'd have him for 5 years because it's essentially a 2-year deal with Kirk Cousins, so you can let him sit and let him learn. I really didn't think that they were going to take him number 8 overall. I didn't think they were going to do that. And then they took him number 8 overall, and I've never seen anything. Like, every time in the first round, there's certainly controversial picks in the first round. But you always see the draft room, the guys stand up, they're shaking hands. Detroit, they basically put each other in headlocks and try to fist fight each other. They're so excited. But it's usually a high five, shaking of hands, big smiles, or on the phone. I've never seen an owner pull over a general manager and look like he needed something explained to him. And like Terry Fontenot did that, and I've never seen that in my life. So it just leads you to believe. And now, you know, Mitch brought up, well, they're saying Arthur Blank said it was his pick. Yeah, the owner who signs all the checks is going to come out and try to calm all this down and go, hey, it was my choice. I'm the owner of the football team. It was my choice. Of course they're going to do that. I don't believe that whatsoever. I saw video evidence of a man who looked stunned of the decision that was made. I go, how can you go rogue in a room that has at least 20 people in it? I don't know how you could do that.
Well, I'm also looking at the Cousins deal. It would be one thing if they could easily get out of his contract after a few years.
They can't.
There's a $57 million cap hit in 2026, and then the exact same the following year in 2027.
So like, that's what I didn't
understand. That's the part that confused me.
Like, I did have people going, you guys are overreacting to Michael Penix. So he's a good quarterback. I go, it's not that he isn't a good quarterback. He is a good quarterback. It's not about Michael Penix. It's about what the Falcons just did. That's what it's about, because there's no easy out on Kirk Cousins. So are you trying to compete with Kirk Cousins, or like everybody expects you to take a swing on a quarterback? They're quarterbacks, but at 8 overall, when you can't, they got Drake London, they still got Kyle Pitts. You can't go get an offensive lineman. You can't go get somebody to help you on defense. You can't trade back. Like, Michael Penix wouldn't have been there. You wouldn't have traded back. You could not have traded back and got some picks. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
All right, more on that in a little bit. Also, the Guardians did it again. Afternoon baseball, 6-4. Jose Ramirez seems to be coming out of that season-long slump to start the year. He was sensational. He had the grand slam. It didn't end there. It was just a fantastic day all the way around as they took care of the Red Sox once again in their series. That's twice now that they've done this.
The sequence later. He gets that lead off. No, there was one out, I beg your pardon, later in the game. He gets that single. And I think they put it up on Valley or with the Guardians website. He gets that single. He steals second, is able to take third because of a bouncing ball. Then he's able to take home because no one's covering home on a pass ball, wild pitch, whatever you want to. The presence of mind to make a 5-4 game where Boston got right back in it, make it 6-4, give everybody some confidence. Something like that where a guy just goes around the base paths on you, that's demoralizing in a baseball game. It's amazing. Amazing job by Jose Ramirez.
And just like that, he's up to 260. He already has 23 RBIs on the year. So now the numbers are starting to look a little more normal after the big grand slam yesterday and that outstanding performance. Yes. That's it for about last
night. Like, he is, I have obviously an immense amount of respect. He might be one of the most respected athletes in our generation of Cleveland athletes. I say what I say about Josh Naylor, and I love Josh Naylor, and I won't back off of what I said, but the amount of respect that we have for Jose Ramirez, my goodness gracious. 8 o'clock, Daryl Ryder going to join us on the show. What are the Browns going to do at pick 54? Are they going to stay there? Because could get a little bit more action than we thought, and a lot earlier than we thought with the Cleveland Browns later tonight on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.